Well, good morning. Good morning. Well, we'll say just one more time a well done to all the boys and girls who took part. Brilliant. Well done. So, good morning. I'm going to stand away from the pulpit so I can avoid using the steps. But it's great to be here. And boys and girls, I'm going to talk to you for a moment. As I understand, the past few weeks, you've been learning some very special words. Not just the words of the song, but some words, not my words, not words for any of your teachers, junior church, but some of God's words, some words from the Bible. And I wonder, we're going to have them up on the screen. Now, these may be slightly different from the way you've been learning them. But you've been learning these words, and I'll read them out the way you've been learning them. You've been learning from what I told. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to eat with him and he with me. Is that all you've been learning those words? You all know them off by heart? Wonder, could you say them with me? After two, maybe boys and moms and dads, you can join in as well. After two, one, two. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to eat with him and he with me. Brilliant. Well done, boys and girls. Fantastic. That's from the book of Revelation. And I wonder, do we know who's saying those words? Who's speaking to us? Of course, it's Jesus. The best Sunday school answer, it's Jesus. Jesus is speaking to you, and he's speaking to all of us here. And he's saying, I'm standing at the door and knocking. And what Jesus is saying to us is that he is standing at your life saying, let me in, let me in. Maybe you've never put your faith and your trust in Jesus. Maybe you've never asked him to be your hero, to be your savior, to take away the sin in your life. And Jesus is saying to you this morning, and maybe you've heard all year at junior church about Jesus. Maybe you've never actually put your trust in him. And Jesus is saying to you now, I'm standing at the door of your heart, let me in. Maybe you have been a Christian for a while, and you, one time you did put your trust in him, but now you've been keeping Jesus away from you, keeping him at arm's length, keeping him outside the door. And Jesus is saying to you this morning, let me in, let me in. This Christmas, let Jesus in. And at Christmas time, lots of different people call at our door. And I have been thought this morning I would put up my own door and I would just enjoy a nice Christmas here this morning. So here we go. It's Christmas. I've closed my door and I'm going to put on a nice fire. And now that fire lasts 20 minutes. Don't need the sound effect. That fire lasts 20 minutes. So my plan is to be over and out, well done before the fire is done. But here I am in my house, in my Christmas, enjoying Christmas all by myself. And I wonder, it's at Christmas time, different people come and knock at our door. I wonder who might come and knock at my door at Christmas time. So just enjoying a nice Christmas. Who's this? Oh, hello, who is it?
Hey, Postman Sam.
Postman Sam, oh, brilliant. Postman Sam, what have you got for me at Christmas?
Your cards.
Lovely, thank you very much, Postman Sam. Have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Thank you, Postman Sam. I'll go back inside my house. And here we go, at Christmas time. The postman might come and knock at our door. And the postman might bring us Christmas cards or letters from friends and family. Mind that, Christmas time we love to get cards and wee notes to hear from our friends and family. At Christmas time, your friends and family might even come and knock at the door. Because Christmas time we love to spend time with our friends and our family. And there are some people who think that's it. The best person who could knock at our door in Christmas time is the postman. Or might be our friends and our family. And they think that's it. That's all what Christmas is about, friends. And it's just about family. And that's brilliant. But there was a man in the Bible called Peter. And one day Peter was with his family. And he was just working away with his family. And Jesus came to Peter. And Jesus said to Peter two words that changed his life. He said, follow me. And you know what Peter realized that moment? Family and friends are brilliant. And he loves his friends and his family. But he left. And he followed that moment. He followed Jesus. And he left everything behind. And he realized that friends, family, people in our lives are wonderful and brilliant. And we should look after them and love them and spend time with them. But the most important person in our life, the most important person to let into our life is Jesus. Because he is the one who made us. And we might have a great family, we might have a not so great family. And Christmas time might be lovely, and I'm sure you'll all get on. Nobody will fight, nobody will argue over toys, nobody will eat so much that they get so excited and then have a big come down and then they get grumpy and won't go to bed. That will not happen to any of the boys and girls here or any of the mums and dads, I'm sure. We'll all get on perfectly. But we might have a good family, we might have a not so good family. But you know, the Bible tells us if we let Jesus in, we have a Father, a Heavenly Father who loves us no matter what, who will always be there for us. If we let Jesus in, Jesus is our big brother. We come into God's family. We have a Father and we have a big brother who looks after us and cares for us. So Christmas, great. Friends and family, brilliant. I'll put that there. But I wonder, postman might come knock at your door, and I'll close my door, keep the heat in. And I wonder who else might call at your door at Christmas time. Hopefully nobody else. This is me. I can have a quite nice quiet day in, wait for the Queen's speech or whatever. Oh, who's this coming at my door now? Oh, hello, who is it?
Tesco Man Sam.
Tesco Man Sam. Oh, thank you very much. You look familiar. Have we met before?
Don't think so.
No? Okay.
Sign
okay.
Here, please.
Thank you, Tesco Man Sam.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Go back inside my house. There we go. Tesco Man Sam has been to the house. And what's he brought for us? He's brought us some mulled punch. It's non-alcoholic. We're safe enough. We're the Baptist church. Some beans. If we're running out of turkey, we're fine. Some slur. Although it looks like Tesco Man Sam has maybe been at the slur. Christmas time. Sugar. Pure sugar. And some toothpaste for after the sugar. Brilliant. But thank you so much, Tesco Man Sam. And maybe, hopefully, the Tesco Man has already been to your house, or the Asda Man, whoever, their other supermarkets are available. And brought all the food. And I'm sure the cupboards are full, and there's a big turkey waiting in the fridge or whatever. All our food. And some people, I love food. I love Christmas, and I love Christmas food. I love the ham, the turkey, the stuffing, the Yorkshire puddings. Even Brussels sprouts at Christmas time are brilliant. And gravy, I could go on, I could go on, I could go on. I love the food. And there's nothing better than sitting around and having a big feast. And I'm sure you've already got lots of selection boxes. The advent calendars are well through already. The chocolate's been smeared all over your faces all December. And food and the spending time eating, having a party, brilliant. But you know, there's another two people in the Bible, two sisters. And one time Jesus was at their house. And one of the sisters, she thought, great, Jesus is here, I have to get everything ready. And she was getting the food ready, she was cleaning the house, she was making everything ready just to have a great party and have lots of food, make everything perfect. Just the way I'm sure everybody here will be doing at Christmas. But there was another sister, and she was just sitting, and Jesus was there. And she wasn't making the baked beans or the non-alcoholic wine or whatever. She was just sitting at Jesus' feet, and she was just listening to Jesus. And the sister who was so busy, she was doing everything, cleaning, scrubbing, making the food. And then she turned and looked at her other sister and said, what are you doing? I'm so busy. I'm doing everything, trying to get the food ready so we can have a nice feast. And you're just sitting there, just listening to Jesus. And she said to Jesus, Jesus, sort her out. Get her to help me. And you know what Jesus said? And this sister, she was expecting Jesus to tell the other sister off for just sitting and listening to Jesus. Jesus said, your sister has chosen what's better. The sister who just sat and listened to Jesus. Instead of being busy, getting lots of food, and doing all that there, the sister who just sat and listened to Jesus, wanted to be with Jesus, wanted to have Jesus in her life, chose far better than the sister who was busy and doing lots of things. And so this Christmas, we can have all the slur, all the cranberry sauce, all the stuffing, even all the Brussels sprouts that we might possibly want. It mightn't take very many Brussels sprouts to get all the Brussels sprouts that we might want. We can have all that there. But you know what? If we don't have Jesus, then we haven't chosen what's better. Far better to have Jesus than to have all the food and all the parties and all the games and everything else in our lives. So we might have family and friends, we've got food and a party. I wonder who else. Hopefully that's me now. Hopefully that's me. I can sit back and relax and enjoy Christmas. Better close this door again. And oh, who's that coming now? This man seems to be at my door all the time. Your knock's a bit delayed there. Thank you. Who is it?
It's
Amazon Man Sam. Amazon Man Sam. Brilliant. I'm so prepared. This is, what, the day before Christmas Eve, and I've got all my presents sorted already. That's brilliant. Thank you. I definitely think I know your face from somewhere.
I don't think so.
No? I've got deja vu.
Thank you, please.
There we go. Thank you, Amazon Man Sam. Brilliant. Might not fit them through the door, so I'll leave them outside. Okay, Amazon Man Sam has come and been to our door. And look, all our presents, all sorted. Really organised this year. And of course, Christmas, probably the thing we're looking forward to the most, is the big stack of presents. And I'm sure, unlike me, you've got all yours wrapped already, and they're all sitting under the tree. And we love Christmas presents, and we all look forward to it, and we can't wait for Christmas morning whenever we unwrap them all. And we think that Christmas is all about presents. And so many people just think Christmas is about getting and giving presents. There was another man in the Bible, and if he had a Christmas list or a stack of boxes, they'd be up to the roof. He had all of the toys, all of the things you could possibly imagine. If he was about today, he would have the Xbox, he'd have a PS4, he would have all the gadgets, all the teddy bears, all the toys you could possibly imagine. He had everything. And one day he met Jesus. And Jesus said to him, all these things you've got, they're great. And you love all these things. And Jesus said, but you know what? If you want to follow me, if you want to show me you really love me, I want you to give up all these things. Sell them, give the money to the poor, and come and follow me. And that man, he stood, and on one side he had all his things, all his stuff that he'd gathered up all his life. And the other side he had Jesus. And he had to choose. He had to choose my stuff, my presents, my things. Do I love those? Or do I love Jesus? And you know what he chose? He didn't choose the better thing. He chose his stuff. And the Bible says that man went away from Jesus sad because he realized actually he loved his stuff more than he loved Jesus. And presents, brilliant. I hope you get all that you want. But the Bible tells, and Jesus tells us, that he is so much better knowing Jesus and having Jesus in our lives. This is true for every single person in this room. Whether it's the latest Xbox game or a console, or whether it's the latest car, or whether it's a promotion, or whatever it is, whether it's a relationship, whatever it is in our lives, knowing him, having him. Because you know what, this big box, one day after Christmas, all these boxes will go into the recycling bin and they'll be away. And the things inside them, they're great this year. Next year we'll have to buy more presents. And the year after that we'll buy more presents. And the year after that we'll buy more presents. And the things inside them, eventually one day they'll go into the bin. No matter how great they are now, one day they'll break, one day they'll go into the charity shop, or they'll go into the bin and they'll be gone. So these things, they're great for a while, but they only last for a little while. Jesus is with us forever. And Jesus satisfies us, and Jesus is better. Gives us more joy, more happiness, more contentment. Gives us forgiveness of sins. Jesus is so much better than all the stuff we could possibly imagine. So, and I'm very nearly done. This Christmas, friends, families might call our door. Tesco Man, I'm sure, has been and gone already. Our Christmas tree, I'm sure, is packed with presents. We can have all these things, and we could have what looks like the most perfect Marks and Spencer Christmas. Everybody's got a big smile. Everything's just, tree is perfect. The turkey's perfect. Everything's just lovely. But you know what? If we haven't let the most important person in, if we haven't opened the door to Jesus, then our Christmas will be a failure. And we won't really have celebrated Christmas at all. Because Christmas is Christmas. It's Jesus. So this Christmas, have you let the most important person in? Have you opened the door to Jesus for the first time in your life? Or maybe you need to open the door to him again because you've been keeping him outside. Thank you so much, boys and girls. You have listened fantastically. I'm going to pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for Christmas. Thank you for just the fun and the joy that Christmas brings, all the good things that we enjoy and have. And Lord, we help us to enjoy them and be grateful for them. But Lord, help us to be grateful most of all to you. Thank you for Jesus, the Son of God, who came into this world, God of God, becoming flesh, becoming a tiny little baby, so we could live a life on this earth, a perfect life, and then die on the cross to forgive us for our sins. Lord, help us to believe in him, to put our faith and our trust in Jesus, that he would change our lives and satisfy us the way nothing else on earth can. So we thank you and just pray that every single person here this morning would think, have we let Jesus in for the first time? Do we need to let him in again? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.